As we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Well, good morning and welcome to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig and this is What We're Thinking About. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality. This is an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from all those sentiments of blaming and of resentment, from all those thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. Now, I know you know who I mean. Those are the people who would totally disempower us all with their messages of how we are being taken advantage of, how we are being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you just name them, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you, my friend, are in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Here, this show, this is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the voices in our own heads. The motto of this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth. We're going to talk about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory, and it's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. And I'm here to prove that theory, because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and you will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and you can choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show, and that, my friends, is the truth of your life. So once again, welcome to the show. It is a beautiful, overcast, cold, rainy fall Saturday morning here in Colorado. I hope it's just as gorgeous where you are. It's nice to see rain and cold, especially in this what seems to be a drought-overtaken country that we're living in right now. It's nice to have a little moisture. I love it. We got a very interesting show for you today. We have a special guest with us, and we will talk about some things that I'm sure are going to be new to most of the ears out there. This is information that I'm sure you've not heard before. It deals in alternative healing. It deals in a way to bring about the healing of your own physical self by use of the tools that you already have, the tools that you were born with, and by just the addition of maybe some processes that you've always had but you don't know how to use. So it'll be a very interesting conversation. We have a very special guest with us. The call-in number, of course, will be activated, and we'll take some calls about the subject that we're going to talk about today. Right now, we're going to take our first break. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
G you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the show. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. And I'm not sure who that music was, but I'll tell you what, I love that song, because any song that states that that's just the fear talking is right up my alley, because we all know that that's where we kind of lead our own selves astray, is when we let the fear do the talking, let the fear lead the way and lead us down the path downward as opposed to upward. So as I said at the top of the show here, we have a very special guest with us today. We're going to talk about something called Source Energy Medicine, which I'm sure is going to be new to virtually everyone out there. It's a very interesting subject. My guest today is an educator. He is an author of a book, a brand new book called Heal Thyself. He is the founder of Source Energy Medicine. His name is Stephen Pollitt. And Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken. Pleasure to be here.
It's nice to have you aboard. It's this is obviously a very different subject. It's something that most people have not heard of, quite clearly and quite honestly. I'd never heard of it until I met you. And it is a – give us a little bit of background. Give us a little bit of thought process around how this all came to pass.
Well, it all began about 10 years ago. I had a major event, a trauma in my life. Both my parents died 2 days apart, and it was a big awakening for me, a big wake-up call for me. I was living in New York City, had a highly successful business, great marriage, and yet deep down inside, I wasn't truly happy, and my health was suffering. My health was my life was way out of control, way out of balance, and I looked at my parents and their death at what I consider to be a very young age, and being the youngest of four siblings, all of my older siblings, their health was suffering as well. And I consciously made a choice to not buy into my genes, not buy into, well, if my mother died at 66 and my father got seriously ill at 66, then at 66 that's going to happen to me. I chose to not buy into that predeterministic health picture and make choices. So I started studying nutrition formally, started practicing nutrition, and from there studied a variety of other alternative healing methodologies to help to assist my clients to achieve their goals. And throughout the entire process, one thing led to another, but it was always out of asking questions or out of frustration or out of gaps that were existing in the methods that I practiced and what I offered to clients. And it all, you know, comes back to what everyone seems to be talking about these days, that we create our own reality. The film What the Bleep Do We Know and The Secret, they all touch on these theories, and most of us have great success in one area or another, but very, very, very few people have true abundance in every aspect of their life. Very few people have vibrant health and a great career and a great relationship and an abundance of finances and so on. So essentially, from asking all these questions, why do so few people have that, and why? I firmly believe that there's no such thing as an incurable disease, and our bodies are designed to be self-correcting, to be self-healing, but why do so many people suffer? Why do we have epidemics of depression and obesity and just on and on and on? And essentially, through asking all of these questions and a lot of big questions, a lot of really out-of-the-box questions, I slowly began to receive the answers. And I do believe the answers were divinely inspired and divinely delivered. And as these answers started to piece themselves together, I realized what I was being given, what was being presented to me, was an entire healing methodology. And I intuitively knew that this was something very, very different. It was something that was going to be very empowering, something that the average individual could take and easily incorporate into their lives. It's not esoteric. It's not complicated. It's very straightforward, very simple, very clear, works within all of the laws of physics, quantum physics, the real world of physics, and there are a lot of hardcore, serious, credible scientific studies and research that back up all of our findings and all of our research. And I cite a lot of them in our book so that it's not just my word, my dogma, just preaching from a lofty tower, but I try and incorporate the research of other people and trying to relate it to the average person, because I know very few people who have everything that they want, who have a life that is completely in balance and abundant in all areas. So that's essentially
true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the truth. And that's what you have just said here was a very, very big piece. That was a huge slice of what this is all about. Why don't you back up a little bit for us and talk about some of the alternative healing methods, the other methodologies that you use that kind of led up to this?
Well, the core of my practice was nutrition for a number of years, and that led me to studying herbs and nutritional supplements and therapeutic grade essential oils, and then it started leading into energy medicine, vibrational medicines, energy healing, and a lot of other homeopathic type methodologies. And what I found is, while they all have great benefit, and one method might have success in certain areas and another strong in other areas, there were huge gaps in every method that I came across. They were all relatively slow in terms of results, relatively it was relatively expensive for the end user, for the client. An average cost would be $3,000 or $4,000 and take 2 or 3 years to achieve positive results from something that was serious, like a stage 4 cancer or leukemia or something like that. And the other big frustration was even those who did receive positive results, they seemed to be short-lived. People would completely clear themselves of cancer, and then within 2 years or so, either manifest the exact same cancer or a very similar cancer. And that obviously was a frustration and a huge flaw. But, a lot of methodologies help to suppress the symptoms or help to balance the symptoms. But, I'm really interested in looking at the core. What's the root of this issue? Why did this manifest in the first place? Because if you don't address that, and all you look at is the symptoms, short term you could have success. Long term, the likelihood of that issue or a similar issue, I call them cousins because they're so closely related, the likelihood of a cousin issue remanifesting is in the 90%, if not greater, because the underlying issue, which is it's essentially the common theme between What the Bleep Do We Know and The Secret, is the law of attraction. And everything in our life, everything in every aspect of our life is there through the law of attraction. So if I have a certain cancer, that cancer is there as a result of a certain energy field that I have on a physical level. So if all I do is treat the pathogen and I do nothing to address the energy field that attracted the pathogen in the first place, it's just simply going to re-manifest.
So I'm hearing here that there's a I don't want to slide by this because this is where I'm starting to hear a little bit of quantum physics come into this. When you talk in terms of people having a, quotes, healing and then becoming reafflicted with the same or a cousin, as you put it, a cousin disease, to me there's a bigger piece. The law of attraction is a great explanation as part of the law of cause and effect and the things that are going on in your life and what do you need to make different. But there's a quantum thought here. Am I right in assuming that, and can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, there definitely is. There's no question about it. Essentially, we can look at different aspects of our being as magnets, if you will, or energy fields. And we have, say, a magnet for our – we could break it down into gross areas, which would be mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and then, say, our subtle energy levels. And each of those levels will have a magnet or an attractor field. And that attractor field can actually be calibrated. And I use Dr. David Hawkins' scale of 0 to 1,000 to calibrate things. And it's a fascinating scale in that on this 0 to 1,000 scale, 200 is the dividing line between something that would be good and something that would essentially not be good. So if, say, an herb or a supplement had a calibration above 200, it would be good for you. It would be supportive of your health. It would be something that would you would actually benefit from. If it calibrated below 200, it would not be helpful or supportive of your health. And we'll finish talking about this after.
On that note. on that note, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. I hope you're enjoying this conversation. I think maybe we'll open up the call lines when we come back. This is What We're Thinking About, and I'm Ken Ludwig.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the show. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. And that's another song. I don't know what that was, but it was a perfect song when they're talking about Heal Thyself. That's what we're talking about here, so we love that. This is a very special interview we're having here with author and scientist and the founder of Source Energy Medicine, Stephen Pollitt. His book is Heal Thyself. I am about a third of the way through the book, and let me tell you, folks, this is one interesting read, and we will not forget somewhere along the line in this conversation to make sure you know how to get your hands on it. If this conversation interests you and you want to know how to put all this stuff into practice and make it work for you, then this book is your resource. So anyway, Stephen, we were talking about the quantum aspects of this when we went to break.
Yes.
You want to pick up where you left off?
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about energy levels, and on this calibration scale of 0 to 1,000, 200 is the dividing line between something that would be helpful or supportive of your health and that which would not be. So if we use the example of an herb or a supplement, if it calibrates above 200, that would be supportive or beneficial to your health. If it calibrated below 200, it would not be. So we can calibrate the physical aspect of your being, and if it calibrates above 200, you would actually experience vibrant health. Your sleep would be good. Your physical appearance would be good. Your digestion, your elimination, all of those things that we relate to our physical aspect would actually be quite good. And interestingly enough, at a calibration above 200, you cannot manifest anything that runs in your family. Some people call them miasms or inherited issues, and they're all of the genetic-related or the DNA-related issues that run in our family. So from my perspective, if diabetes runs in my family, the only way I can attract or manifest diabetes or experience diabetes is if I become a vibrational matchup to the energy field of diabetes. So my physical – and we can actually calibrate a disease or an issue. So if diabetes calibrates at 70 on a physical level, I have to calibrate at 70 and stay at that energy level for a period of time. And at that point, when my cells reproduce, specifically pancreas cells, it would be looking for different aspects of the DNA that are also calibrated at 70. And then the cells that are going to rebuild my pancreas are going to be calibrated at 70. So over time, my pancreas is going to have a serious imbalance and start to manifest issues that calibrate at 70. Now, Dr. Hawkins' research over about 30 years of doing these precise kinesiological tests, his research indicates that 87% of the human population calibrates below the weakening level of 200. That's 5,655,000 people on this planet calibrate below 200.
And 200, of course, is the that level is courage, if I'm not mistaken, right? That's the emotional level of courage?
Well, anything below 200 is essentially not good. So if I calibrate below 200, I would be extremely challenged in terms of being able to fully create an abundant life in every aspect of life.
Right.
So only 13% of the human population calibrates above 200, and that helps to explain why we have these epidemics, why we have so much depression, despair, and just lack of ability to create an abundance of all things good in every aspect of our lives.
I'd like to while we're talking about this subject, this is a really broad subject, and it's not an easy one to cover in a 2-hour show and still include the subject that we're actually talking about. But the work of Dr. David Hawkins, for those of you out there who are unfamiliar with it is 30 years of work. It's almost 40 years of work on using kinesiological methods to determine how things calibrate out as far as their effect on ourselves, on the planet. In the general, the general welfare of the entire atmosphere around us. His first book, his most important work, if you will, on the subject is Power Versus Force. It is a fabulous book. It is, it'll change your life. And I would strongly suggest anyone out there who is taking interest in this conversation, Dr. David Hawkins. That's Hawkins, and it's Power Versus Force. And I'm sorry, Stephen, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but that's it's such a huge body of work that Hawkins has that it really bears mentioning on the side. And
absolutely.
On that note, We'll go ahead and take a break here. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. This is what we're thinking about. This is Ken Ludwig. I'm here with my special guest, Stephen Paulett, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
At least he's going with it. That's cool. But he can't tell. All right, welcome back to the show. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. And that, of course, was the Birds and Turn, 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 Roger McGuinn's great work taken from the Book of Ecclesiastes. It would absolutely make my top 100 songs of all times. I love that tune. That's a throwback to the days of when I was growing up. So, Stephen, are you... Let's jump on to a little bit ahead of what we were talking about here with the Stephen Hawkins idea from Power versus Force and the kinesiological calibration of where we are on the planet and the 87% who are calibrating below 200, which is the point at which we separate what is good for us and what is not good for us. So we've got 87% of the people calibrating below this level of 200, and only 13 people calibrating above it. How do we raise the energy level of the planet? How do we calibrate higher?
It's a great question, Ken. And obviously, since there are 13% of the human population who do calibrate above 200, we know that it's possible. And I do not believe that anyone is in – or I don't believe God intends anyone to be calibrated below 200. My belief is that God wants every human on this planet – an animal, for that matter, to calibrate above 200. The problem is, well, if you look at what would lower our energy level, two main issues. One would be stress. We live in a society of unprecedented stress levels and from a variety of sources. And the other issue that would lower energy level is thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And that's what primarily the theme was with the films What the Bleep Do We Know and The Secret. So if I live in a world where my every waking moment I have going on in the voice in my head, thoughts of fear or resentment or anger or grief, that's going to lower my energy level over time. So we developed a series of just 9 different remedies, and they're taken sequentially, and they work at the very bottom of the energy scale and work through all of those slow energy thoughts, feelings, and emotions and transform those thoughts, feelings, and emotions upward in frequency, because every thought, feeling, and emotion that is calibrated below 200 has a complementary thought, feeling, or emotion that calibrates above 200. So we're not stirring up old trauma or old issues or old grief or resentment or anger. We're actually transforming fear into hope or faith and transforming them energetically, and this is the quantum part that you're asking about. We're actually making a quantum shift from something that calibrates below 200 to something that calibrates above 200. It's kind of along the principles of yin and yang. So everything that is yin has a yang complement. So the huge benefit to this is people don't have to go through catharsis or have a healing reaction or a complete meltdown to deal with every trauma or every grief or every fear or every rejection that we've ever experienced in our life. We can actually take those rejections and turn them into acceptance. We could take that fear and turn it into faith. And by doing that, it's slowly and subtly and gracefully increases your overall energy level on every aspect of your being, physical and non, from below 200 to above 200. And once we're able to do that, there again through the law of attraction, we're no longer manifesting or continuing to attract any slow energy or below 200 calibrating energies into our lives. So things that have manifested as a result of being calibrated up below 200 will no longer have a root. They'll no longer have a base or a tie and will begin to go away by themselves. And that's one of the fascinating, just absolutely amazing parts to this. And another piece of Dr. David Hawkins' research is, you know, you look at those statistics. Well, if 5,655,000,000 humans calibrate below 200, why have we not self-destructed? I mean, you could look at the world and say we're in pretty bad shape, but if you look at these statistics, you would think we would have done ourselves in a long, long time ago. And fortunately, the 13% that calibrates above 200 is able to counterbalance the negativity of the 87% that calibrate below 200. So with each person who increases their energy level from below 200 to above 200, we're actually helping to counterbalance all of the negativity in the world. So, you know, you could take that same theory and that same principle and apply it to politics, to economics, to health, to well-being, to any aspect of that you really want to talk about, because calibration and energy levels relates to it all.
So, you know, I relate it all as under one broad heading. And this may be reaching a little bit for what we're talking about here, but I think it applies. I put it all under the category of consciousness. And I
yes.
believe the work that you're doing changes consciousness. And I think what you would, the stuff you were just talking about ties into the work that you reference in your book of Dr. Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden and Lynn McTaggart. It's all about making those changes in your brain at a neurological level that allows you to not go back once you've gone up the scale. Once you've calibrated above 200, makes it impossible for you to genuinely go back. You can certainly do the denial thing, and you can do the victim thing and go back by choice, but you can't do it legitimately and honestly go backwards. And I think consciousness, to me, I always refer to it as the ultimate example of a rising tide lifts all boats. That
yes.
the only way consciousness gets raised is if I raise mine, because I can't raise yours. I can only raise my own consciousness. And as I raise mine, though, yours comes with me. And that's how, when we talk about Hawkins' work, that's how the 13% of the people who calibrate above 200 bring the other 87%. And I believe Hawkins, in his latest calibrations, which I know in that the last ones I looked at were are a couple of years old now, for the first time in human history, the planet actually calibrates at just over 200, at like 201. But that is a result of the 13% drawing the consciousness of the rest up with them.
Exactly. That, so if you really, and I totally agree with you, Ken, and it's not off base. You're spot on. But it goes far beyond just affecting your neural net, just affecting your brain, just affecting your physiology. I mean, consciousness, we could talk about an entire show. And your analogy of the tide rising is absolutely perfect. And if you think about that analogy, if we have 13% of the human population rising every boat in the ocean to a higher energy level, what happens when we get to 14%, to 15%, to 16%? And what happens when 87% of the human population calibrates above 200? You know, and to me, you know, everyone has been for years talking about this new age, this new era that we're moving into, and people talk about it in 100 different varieties and ways, and this is what we're talking about in terms of a new age, a new consciousness, a new level of awareness. We're talking about having 87% of the human population calibrating above 200 and not, you know, not having an average calibration of the entire human population in the 200s. We're probably talking an average calibration of the human populations in the 400s or 500s or 600s. And, you know, it is a grassroots effort. It is each individual taking responsibility for their own lives, their own consciousness, their own well-being, and their own abundance, and finding a way. It could be source energy medicine, or it could be meditation or prayer or spiritual calling or yoga. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ways of doing it to achieving that goal. But so few people have actually been dedicated, and it's a challenge. There's absolutely no question about it. And these remedies came from my own challenges and my own frustrations and what I saw as being the challenges with my clients and my associates and what I witness now with people who have energy levels above 200 is a night and day difference and just absolutely, truly remarkable. If folks listening do nothing other than consciously work to increase their energy level from below 200 to above 200, they will be doing the absolute best. It's the best gift you could possibly give yourself. And the easiest way to know if you're calibrated below 200 or above 200 is really to just look at your life. Is every aspect of your life in balance? Is there an abundance of all things good in every single aspect of your life? Is life easy or is it a struggle? Do you feel empowered or disempowered? You know, in every aspect of your life. And it doesn't take kinesiological testing, or it doesn't take someone who does a master dowser to determine that. If you take time to reflect and really look at every aspect of your life, and if anything is out of balance on one level or more, you're calibrated below 200. So
I absolutely believe that you've just hit a very important point. There is no kinesiological testing involved. There is no need for any kind of analysis other than self-analysis. And it is simply a matter of asking yourself those questions. In this area of my life, am I empowered or am I disempowered? Am I in charge or am I not in charge? And any time you cannot answer that question or those questions to the positive, that's where you need to stop and say, okay, rather than do what the normal tendency is to find someone to blame or to slide into a victimhood mentality, the objective at that point is to stop and say, okay, how do I make this work for me? How do I make this better for me? Hawkins, actually, it's very funny because I had a Hawkins quote right in front of me here today, strictly by accident. And it's a great, because I wasn't looking for it. It just kind of popped up. And the quote here is, we change the world not by what we say or do, but as a consequence of what we have become. Yeah. And that is all about the consciousness piece, because what you are becoming in this world, and I hope no one has really become anything. I always expect to be becoming, because once it stops, you might as well climb in the hole and let people start throwing dirt in your face because you're done. And unfortunately, that's where too many people find themselves. This is who I am. This is the way I am. This is the way I grew up. This is what I do. Blah, 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 blah. And the truth is, if you stopped seeking to ask those questions of yourself, then you have ceased to grow, and you really have ceased to be a vibrant, viable addition to the life of this planet, because you're just kind of coming along for the ride. That's a little cold and harsh, but I think it's the truth. I think it's the reality of life.
Yeah.
I love the I want to step back here, because it's I want to stick there are so many different directions we could take this conversation, and I really want to stay with your source energy medicine, because that's why you're here, and I want to spread this word and make it something a little bit more accessible for people who have never heard of it before. And I want to ask you a question here. Is it a good idea at this point to go into make reference to the works of Masaru Emoto, and its reference to the makeup of the body, and how that's relative to the operation of source energy medicine?
Yeah, certainly Dr. Emoto's research and his photographs in particular explain or help to illustrate how it is we do what we do, because it is certainly a stretch for most people to believe. Essentially, the vehicle or the medium that we use within source energy medicine is we take water, we structure the water molecules, and then we charge those water molecules with a specific vibration or frequency. Now, that all sounds good, but how do you kind of show that or illustrate that? And Dr. Emoto's photographs, which were featured in the film What the Bleep Do We Know, show that water has the ability to be imprinted or to be structured, to be changed, to be charged. And there's a lot of other research that's available that confirms that. And there's actually we'll give our website information later, but in the introduction and the preface, I reference a couple of Italian physicists who are doing some of the most fascinating research specifically with water because of its ability to be imprinted, its ability to be charged. And if you think about it, our bodies are primarily water to a very, very large degree. There's some debate as to the percentage. But most people, because of that fact, there are an awful lot of people who believe water to be the absolute perfect medium to affect physical change, because our bodies are primarily water. So You know, Dr. Emoto's photograph shows that if we take water sample from New York City tap water or Tokyo tap water, freeze it and photograph it, it doesn't form much of a crystal at all. Whereas if they take pure glacier water, freeze it and photograph it, it forms a hexagonal shape, which is, for a water molecule, the ideal structure, the ideal shape. And it's quite beautiful. It's quite attractive. Dr. Emoto took his experiments further and started introducing stimuli to water, if you will. He showed water words. He would take the word love and point it so it faces into the water, let it sit for a while, take a sample, and then photograph it. And he had a before and after of what the water molecule looked like before he showed love and after. And the water that was shown the word love had a very positive change, or very dramatic change, and the change was positive. When he showed the same water sample the word hate or you fool, it no longer would hold a structure. The hexagonal shape would no longer form. And he has hundreds and hundreds of photographs that illustrate this, and it really clearly illustrates that if my physiology is mostly water.
Oh, I guess that means we're taking a break there. It's a minute early, but we're going to take a break anyway. I'm sorry to interrupt you that way. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We're talking to Stephen Pollitt. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have I been sleeping? I've been so still, afraid of crumbling. Have I been careless? Dismissing all the distant rumblings. Take me where I am supposed to be, to comprehend the things that I can't see. 'Cause I need to move, I need to wake up, I need to change, I need to shake up, I need to speak out. Something's got to break up. I've been asleep and I need to wake up now.
All right. Welcome back to the show. That's Melissa Etheridge with Wake Up, and that is one of the most beautiful songs that that incredible talent has ever written. That song to me sounds like a prayer more than just a song. If you've not listened to that song, find it and listen to it. I think it's on her last album, and it's just a really, really great song. So we're back here for we have a little short space here before we take our top of the hour break. And what I wanted to do was we're talking to Stephen Pollard, the author of Heal Thyself, and the founder of Source Energy Medicine. And Stephen, I wanted to take an opportunity here to give you a chance to tell the folks out there how to access you, your website, the book, and so forth and so on. So plug away, my friend.
Thank you, Ken. Our website is www.heal-thyself.tv. So that's heal-thyself.tv, like television. And our office number is 303-697-4978. Our website does have several chapters available as free downloads, free chapters from the book. And I highly, highly recommend reading the preface and the introduction. And if that makes sense to you, the rest of the book will. And if all of this is very, very new to you, I suggest watching, renting the films, What the Bleep Do We Know? It's a fantastic film that helps to bridge the gap between religion and science, or spirituality and physics. And the film The Secret is also another really great eye-opener for a lot of folks. So I encourage you to check out our website, send me an email if you have any questions or comments. And this work, again, was divinely inspired and is really meant for the highest good of all. So if I could be of any help, of any service to any of you, please let me know how I can do that.
And how about obtaining a copy of the book? Is that just go to the website, and is that their best bet?
Yes, that is.
Okay. Fantastic. We're, as I said, we're coming to the top of the hour here. We're going to take a break in a minute for a short time before we come back for the second hour, and we're going to continue our conversation here with Stephen Pollard and continue with our talk about the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto, which is the water work that so makes it easy to define how Source Energy Medicine works and how it integrates with your body. Stephen was reluctant to mention the numbers there, but I'm sure most people out there are familiar with the fact that the human body is somewhere in the vicinity of 70% water. And in fact, the human brain is about 75% water. So what goes on with water obviously affects your body maybe more easily, maybe more clearly than other substances might, because it integrates with your body really well. We're coming to the top of the hour here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About.
When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention. And they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
With recent